I'm Jen, your resident girl mom.
And I'm Julie, your resident boy mom.
We are moms with busy families and careers. Sometimes our lives get chaotic and crazy. We are lucky to have each other to lean on, laugh with, cry with, and sympathize with.
Join us each week as we talk about being moms and raising kids in the Treasure Valley, Idaho.
Self-care is super important for us, for moms, for people.
Yes.
Dads too. Dads, if you're listening, you can have self-care too.
Honestly, though, really, I mean, they should. I mean, my husband gets a massage and a pedicure every now and again.
My husband gets more than I do.
Yeah, it's just, I think the thing we have to stop is the guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if I'm getting a massage and the kids are not in school, then I have this guilt, like, I should be home with them, or I should be doing this, or I'll try to do things while they're at school. But then I have guilt because I'm like, I'm taking away from my work hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this constant cycle.
I do the same thing too, where I'll be like, oh, I can't do this on the weekend while they're home.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it during the work week. And then I'm like, oh shoot, I can't keep leaving work for this. My gosh, my assistant looks at my calendar and it says massage. That's really tacky. I struggle with that as well. So what do you do for self-care?
Well,
So I want to just preface this actually, because I know there's two different kinds of self-care. There's the self-care where you're taking care of your human needs and making sure that your well-being is good. And then there's the self-care where you're taking care of your health care, where you're taking care of like your body and making sure that it's healthy. And I would say this is a little bit of both, that some of physical need, some of it is a mental need.
For both. So I guess for the physical, I do take vitamins daily. It's a belief that I have that you can't, I mean, there's people tell you, oh, you can get it all from your food. Well, working in the industry I worked in with ingredients and food, soils are so overprocessed, foods are over, it's hard. And I feel better.
And I don't eat that great.
Yeah, and there's that. I mean, gosh, I'm on the red. So my thing is, if it makes you feel better, then do it. I also take a melatonin. I don't think it's addictive, but I think I have a better night's sleep. I take a time release melatonin. It helps me stay asleep because sleep was one thing I was always lacking.
Hmm.
I do try to drink a lot of water, and I have all my fancy cups.
I thought you were going to say, do try to drink a lot?
That might be for some people. No, but I mean, I'm sorry. The cute cup makes me want to drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
And my nugget ice machine makes me want to drink more water.
It cracks me up. Everybody who has these ice machines, first of all, I don't have a place that I like ice. I have a place I don't like ice.
I know. You like room temperature water, right?
Yeah, but Subway has the world's worst ice. It is the meltiest ice you will ever have. So, and my sister used to work at Subway, and I would call her like, hey, Katie, don't you think the ice is really melty at Subway? She said she never heard anybody like complain about.
Oh, because they're like those weird squares.
Though. I don't know, but I always feel like the ice at Subway is gross. I don't like ice just in general. So when people want to put ice, why you would buy an ice maker for your counter seems so weird to me.
That's a weird thing. You say ice is melty. I'll tell you where I think ice is melty. Don't judge. But, you know, every now and then a little splurge on the two tacos from Jack in a Box for 99 cents.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Maybe it's a high school thing or a college thing, and it reminds me. I don't like them often, but every now and again.
Oh, no, Del Taco.
It seems
Del
Taco's french fries. Mm.
But Del Taco is good. Jack in the Box has disgusting tacos.
I know, they're not great, but they have really melty ice. Still, like, the cup is always watered down so fast.
I'm not a Jack in the Box fan.
But we moved out a little more rural, and I'll tell you what, like, if you are in a pinch, that's the only thing we have out there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's the only fast
that.
Food. And it just opened. And they were like made a huge deal in town because there's now a fast food in town.
Oh,
and
that's crazy.
Like,
oh, so you know what's really funny is I have a couple Jack in the Box stories.
Oh.
I have always lived like within walking distance to a Jack in the Box for like the last 15 years.
Really?
Yeah. And we never go. And I don't know why. We don't eat a lot of fast food. That's probably.
I mean, we don't either. And it's more just travel.
Just super funny that that's like the one place we're like, we're not going to go to that one.
See, ours is Burger King.
Okay. Oh. I love Burger King, though. That's so funny.
Yeah.
But, and then I think Alex was, so my oldest, who's 22, he must have been 10. He dressed up as a hamburger for Halloween. And we went trick-or-treating with a bunch of friends that year. And one of our friends just dressed up as Jack. So I have pictures.
Aww.
And it just comes up every Halloween. So I just saw it came up as a picture of Alex and my friend Troy dressed as Jack. So we had Jack and the hamburger.
Yeah, I don't know how we got from like vitamins to melty ice, but yeah, we're there.
You have the nugget machine.
Oh, because the nugget ice machine. Yeah. So vitamins, lots of water. Like those are like my like physical health.
So do you
health
things. Sonic ice? Sorry, I'm going to go back to the ice for a minute because that's where that nugget ice comes from.
So before I had my nugget ice maker, yes, I would go to Sonic just to buy bags of ice.
As a non-ice drinker, I just am fascinated by that people have favorite ice places. And I know
you're not the only one.
I only know that because other people have told me.
You know what's weird is we never have really eaten Sonic food, but we've gone there for drinks.
Their tots are good.
Oh, really? See, we've never, like, we have the app, but the only thing we get is drinks.
Okay, this was about self-care, not fast food, but
that's where we went. That's okay. No, so those are my physical things. And then I guess for like my mental health, I typically listen to a podcast every day. Like while I am getting ready, I have my routine, like go to the gym. Oh, I guess that would be also a physical thing. So Orange Theory for me is I have to do it typically 4 times a week because for me, it just, I don't know, working out just feels good. And it's something I can do because I go early in the morning. As you know, we go early in the morning.
I sleep better.
I do. I sleep better. And I need to be told what to do. Like a big box gym would never work for me because I don't know. I would just go in and I would end up walking on the treadmill the whole time because I was so intimidated. So I like the fact that we just walk in and someone just tells you what to do.
Okay. So in light of the conversation we just had about personality traits, we had this whole conversation about personality traits. I'm not a person who likes to be told what to do at all. But funny, I love Orange Theory. I don't want to think when I first wake up.
I don't like to be told what to do like in business, but in that.
So yes, I'm a person who craves freedom. I don't want you to tell me what to do at any point. Like if you told me to cook something a certain way, I probably wouldn't do it.
You would do it the opposite.
And now I know why my children are the way they are. I'm like identifying this all of a sudden. I don't know what's wrong with me, why I didn't know this before, but I do not like having to think at the gym because I'm lazy. And if I had to think, I would say
you're lazy. But
I don't execute.
The time of day we go.
I don't execute it. So I would know what the right, I could create a whole workout and then never do it.
Well, and that's why we go.
I would create a whole workout and then I'd create the most wonderful workout and then I would not do it.
But see, and the other reason I get up is because I know you're there. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, if I'm not going to go, then I'm like, well, why? Like, what excuse can I give Julie as to why I'm not going to go? And it's just like you work out these like things in your head.
The scenarios.
I could tell her we got home late from softball practice. Well, I go anyway. It's just easier to get up and go and not have to find a reason that I'm not going.
Do you know what my favorite thing is about you moving? Is by the time I wake up, I know you're already in the car and I can't even tell you I'm not going. No. I'm like, well, she's already driving there. I guess I'm going.
So for reference, I used to live 6 to 7 minutes from the Orange Theory and I now live 13 minutes.
And I live 2. So I only have to wake up like 7 minutes ahead of time.
Yeah. So I live 13 minutes and it's not that bad. I mean, it just, and really in reality, I only wake up 10 minutes earlier than I used to, but it feels different because,
you know, anytime
before 5 a.m. feels.
Anytime you have to wake up even slightly earlier, it's painful. It's kind of like when your alarm goes off. I mean, you wake up before your alarm goes off and you're mad that you
I'm super mad. Like if I wake up and I'm like 2:37 a.m. Oh, why? Yeah. So that's all the physical stuff. But then.
Did you say massage?
I didn't say that yet, but that's probably. So then I listen to podcasts really for my mental health. And I'm one that I like a lot of personal development type podcasts. And then, so this is something I did this year. And I have let go of the guilt. Every month, with the exception of summer, because it got a little crazy in our travel, I have gotten a facial and massage.
Okay, I didn't know you got facials every month, too.
Yeah. Ooh, that's so nice. So every other week. So I try to kind of work my week where I can do it on a Monday or a Wednesday. And I figured, you know what? It's only taking like an hour and maybe an hour and a half out of my day. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
I didn't used to like facials, but I do like them now. And
now that my skin is getting older. Like I started noticing things. And then with getting the facials, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm aging better. but I stopped having guilt about it. And I get my nails done. I like, not always like pedicures, especially in the winter here. I mean, you're wearing closed-toed shoes, boots. But just with my work and meeting with people or giving presentations, I feel like I should have nice nails. And I used to feel guilty about spending money on that. And now I don't.
My self-care is that I don't feel like I have to get my nails done. I really like the way nice nails look. I can't be bothered to do it. So my nails look pretty trashy most of the time. And I've given that up. I've decided that in my self-care, I'm okay to not have the nicest nails. And I do try to do them, like, if I go places. But I regret it every time because I'll be going, like, on a cruise or doing a vacation or something. I'll be like, oh, I'm going to get gel. And then I think to myself, once I've got the gel, I'm like, why did I do that?
Because you don't want to have to go maintain it.
I hate taking it off because it ruins my nails. And then my nails will be ruined for a month. And if I get just a regular manicure, it's ruined in 2 days because I'm a mom. And I just can't. I don't see the practicality in it. And I don't love it enough to continue doing it. Mm-hmm. I wish I did.
But that's why, that's what I like.
But my self-care is that I gave it up.
Yeah, you know what you like and what you don't like, and you're okay. Like, we talk about that. We're like, some things I love and you don't, and we're okay with that. Yeah. We can disagree on
it. But I do like the way it looks when people have their nails done. I like the way it looks when I have my nails done.
I mean, I'm pretty plain. It's always this very basic neutral color. When I look at people that have, you know,
fancy,
bright, colorful, fancy nails, I always look and think, oh, so pretty. But then I wouldn't have the energy to do it.
I wouldn't be able to do stuff. I would be so worried about ruining them. So to me, I like the idea of doing it, but I'm never going to. So I just gave up and now I do it when I feel like it's a good time. And then I won't do it again for a really long time. So, and I did, I actually went on a trip. Denver. My nails were not done. They were terrible. It was embarrassing how terrible they were. And, you know, not a single person said to me, like, hey, Julie, your nails look really ugly. And you know what? That was really refreshing. I just did not have time to deal with it beforehand or while I was there. And I'm just not, I don't have the skills to deal with that.
That's okay. What do you do? What do you do for yourself?
For my self-care, I like to sit and do things that require thinking. I enjoy, like, sometimes I'll have days like today. Today's been a really busy day. What bothers me is I haven't had time to just, like, have my quiet thinking time.
Your thinking time.
I mean, I need to sit in my thinking chair.
Do you have a thinking chair in your house?
I do not. I usually just lay in bed and just close my eyes. I just like things to be quiet. That is my self-care. I like to sit in my car. Do you know, I do get home, and I am that mom who will sit in my car.
I'm laughing because there have been times where the kids come out, and they're like, Mom is home. She's in the car.
And that happens to me a lot. And I like to just, like, sit in the car. Sometimes I get to the grocery store. Like, if I go to the grocery store, I build in the sit in the car for 10-minute time. Sometimes it's on my phone, but sometimes it's just listening to the rest of my podcast.
Yes. I was going to say, sometimes the reason I'm sitting in my car in my garage home is because I'm listening to something and it's like, I'll look and it's got 4 minutes left. And I know if I walk in the house, I'm not going to get back to that 4 minutes until tomorrow or until kids are in bed. I don't know about you. I mean, the minute that I open the door, the kids are, mom.
Do you know what the biggest lie is that I tell myself every day when I'm at work? I'll finish it when I get home.
No, you won't.
I will never finish it. I have a lot of lies that I tell myself. That's just one of them. The other one is that I'll remember.
Oh, I will do that and leave here and think, oh, okay, I'll do that when I get home. And my laptop never opens again.
It's embarrassing how many times I say, oh, I'll do it tonight. And then what I did is the very next morning, as soon as I walked in the door at the office, I go to Perspire, which is an infrared sauna. Yes. I used to go to Restore and they had one there too. The infrared sauna is really nice. I don't watch TV and I say this all the time. I'm not a good person. I just don't watch TV. I like TV. It's not convenient in our house. So the expression is, if there's any sort of friction with habits or things like that, you probably won't do it. TV would be a bad habit for me, but it's too complicated to watch it in my house and do the other things because TV is a multitasking item for me. And I can't do any of the other things I would normally do because of where the TVs are in our house.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of TV for that reason. It's just not convenient.
Yeah,
for me.
So if the TV were in the kitchen, I would watch TV all the time, but it's not. So I don't watch TV. So I like to go up in I have like a little office with a bed in it. I'll go in there at night and I'll read a book or watch TikTok. But what I was saying about not having a TV is when I go to the sauna, I watch TV there because they have a TV in there. So that's my 20 minutes or 40 minutes of TV time.
From a non-sauna user, tell me about the sauna. You just wear comfy clothes, you go in, what do you do?
Okay, well, this might be a little I did not know that other people didn't wear clothes.
Oh, okay.
So I usually just keep my bra and underwear on.
Okay.
And then...
And you just put on a show. It's private.
Not
obviously.
My own private show. I watch TV.
I meant a show on the TV. Or do they have Netflix there?
Yeah, Netflix,
okay.
Hulu.
Okay, so Netflix and Hulu.
I once took my son with me to go, and they asked if we wanted to be in the same room. I was like, that's weird. No, I don't want to be in the same room. And I said, do people go in the same room together? And she said, yeah, they do. I said, well, I don't have any clothes on. That would be weird. And I meant, like, I don't want to sweat in my clothes is really what it amounts to. So I will put a towel on. They give
and
you a
what
towel.
Do you feel is relaxing about this? Is it do you feel like you're sweating out like or you feel like the warmth just relaxes you?
No, I feel like I'm sweating out just my stress.
Okay.
I don't know if impurities are really coming out of my skin or anything like that. And they do say it's good for weight loss. I've not noticed that, but I'm going
to
go.
I'm just curious because I'm sure there's somebody else listening that's like, oh, maybe I should go to the sauna, right? Like me.
Right.
So and we want to know, like, what should we expect?
From what I understand, and I am no expert in this, but what I understand is stressing your body under certain conditions is actually really healthy for it.
Okay.
And so you're going in, and so that's what the cold plunge is about, too. Going in and getting extreme cold is you're stressing your body. And so your body's able to be more resilient. I don't know the science behind it. I don't even know if that's really what it means, but that's what I understand it to be. So to me, when I go, it's like hot yoga. That is pure torture, but I never feel better than when I'm done with hot yoga.
There you go.
Like that, honestly, better than most anything in the world is
really?
The second I walk out of the hot yoga studio.
I've never done hot yoga.
Oh, I've done it where there are people who are so good and I'm so embarrassingly bad. But they are sweating way more than me. I look at the people in front of me and there are piles of sweat. And I think, okay, it's not so bad back here. So, no, hot yoga is the same thing. You walk out of there and it's exhilarating. You feel so good.
Putting the sauna on my list.
Okay, and for self-care, I'd like to add hot yoga back to my list. That was something I used to do. I haven't done it in a long time.
Have you ever done a salt room?
Yeah. Oh, yes. The salt room is really good. I've also done it kind of in the same is the float.
Oh, the floating.
Yeah. I go to Stillwater Float Center and they do the deprivation.
Look at you.
Things.
Floating.
I know. See, these
falling,
are all, in case you
salt
didn't,
rooming.
These are all individual activities where I'm by myself. So let's see like what I do for self-care is be by myself.
Like that, though. Sometimes I just need a break.
The salt room I only have done the one time.
Okay.
And I liked it. And I went with a group. So there were four of us in the room. I feel like I went more than once, but I guess not. I only went one time. And there were four of us in the room. And then they did a sound healing, like the sound bath.
Okay.
So that I enjoyed it a lot.
Wow.
I don't have any idea what the benefits are. And she might have told us at the time, but I was incredibly relaxed, so I don't remember.
I just got invited to a one-day retreat, and they're going to do a sound bath and healing. I don't know. I got to get the date and stuff, but you get invited. I'm like, sure. You know me. I'm open for anything. I'll try
it. The first time I've been to another sound bath another time, and it was really good, except for two things. Okay, so I went with a friend. I had no idea what to expect.
Okay.
And we had to lay on the floor. We all brought yoga mats and we laid on the floor and the person who was in charge would walk around the room, except it was in a very old house. And so you could hear her walking. So I didn't like that. And then the man next to me like faced me and like was breathing on me. And anybody who's ever met me, I have a problem with breathing. I have a problem with breathing. So like heavy breathers bug me. So if you're a heavy breather, I'm so sorry. I will never say a word to you. But don't you talk to those people on the phone and they're like, while you're on hold, I'm like, just take your mouth away from the phone. Just a tiny bit. I don't need to hear you breathe.
Oh my goodness.
And I complain that my husband breathes too loud. And yes, I am that woman who complains.
Okay, sometimes I do. Like, I don't know. My husband's like brushing his teeth. I hear him breathing. And I'm like, what are you doing over there? Like, what is brushing your teeth taking that much energy to breathe like that?
And my kids too. And people who are mouth breathers, I don't like the sound. Anyway, so the man was like breathing on. He wasn't even breathing on me. I could just hear
it. You could hear it. Okay.
So the poor man. But it was, I really did enjoy that experience.
I'm impressed with your self-care thing.
And then the deprivation tank, I did, it's been like 3 years. I decided to do a whole month of meditation.
Okay.
And so I meditated every day, and I did do it on social media and like posted about it every day. Uh-huh. And my guideline was 1 minute or more. So if I did it for 1 minute, I counted it. So, you know, if you hit the breathe on your watch, that counted. And at the end, I had gone to some sort of health and wellness fair. Well, I won 5 floats at Stillwater Float Center. And I was like, okay, that's what I'm going to do for my final. And I was very nervous the first time I went. In fact, I called. I was like, so what do people wear in there? And
what do you put on a bathing suit?
I don't wear anything. Okay, because just go ahead. The water is getting in the bathing suit, too. There's nobody in the room with you. You're in your own private room. And the bathing suit isn't holding anything back from getting into the water.
That's true. So yeah, I guess I was like, is someone putting you in there, closing the tank on you?
No,
you're doing it all by
yourself.
You're
all in your... It's all a self-enclosed, locked room. And so everything is closed. So the first time I did it, and I haven't done it in a long time, and I know whenever I've taken a long break and then go back, the first time is hard for me because it's hard to shut your mind down.
I was like, I'm a little claustrophobic. How would that be?
I don't know. Are you claustrophobic even if it's dark, if you don't know the walls are there?
No, like when I had to have, what is it, when they put you in the machine?
MRI. Yeah.
They put like a washcloth over my eyes.
So if you don't
know. If I opened my eyes, then I wouldn't know. And that was fine. I was fine if I can't see.
So it's
if I
like,
can't see, I'm fine.
Yeah, you can. And you could leave it open. It's like an egg. I feel like it's like a spaceship.
Okay.
But when you lay in there, they put, I forget how many pounds of salt. It's 100, 500, some ridiculously large number of Epsom salt. You are floating. You're not going to drown because people are like, are you going to drown?
That's what I was like, if I'm relaxed, am I going to like slip
No,
under
I don't
water?
Even think your face would go underwater, but you couldn't because you're so buoyant into the water anyway, and the water is at your body temperature, so it feels like you're nowhere. You can't feel anything, and it feels like you're laying in a really firm bed. I mean, it feels
very interested to try it.
Very solid under you, and honestly, it's a little bit pricey. I think it's like $45 a float.
Okay.
I would do it every day if I had like unlimited funds.
I am realizing all the things that you do are just you by yourself. Like me getting a massage and a facial, somebody else is in the room. And you know what else I just recently tried was Reiki.
Oh.
And it was a stretch session with Reiki. It was very interesting. And like I did feel very relaxed. You wouldn't think you'd feel so relaxed after being stretched.
I really like being stretched.
I feel like it was almost better than a massage. But again, somebody is in the room
stretching
you.
Have you ever been to Stretch Lab or anything like
that?
Okay, I've been to Stretch Lab.
Of course you have.
Okay, in case anybody did not know this, I wrote a fitness blog, and it was like a health and wellness blog. So I used to try all the things. And Stretch Lab opened right when I first moved to Idaho, so I went to all their free sessions and everything. But it's really good. And there's other – Restore had a stretch. They don't have it anymore, but they had Stretch there too. I really enjoy it. Sean, my husband, hated it. He said that was like the worst thing he ever did.
Oh, see, I hate that stretching session. Like, I already booked another one. It was so amazing.
Oh, I didn't know that's what Reiki was.
Well, no, it's not. This particular person does a stretching session first, just to, I think, relax you, and then does the Reiki session.
So what do you do in Reiki? Because I don't really know about it.
So some don't do any touch. She does touch. It was just
Is it energetic healing?
Yeah. It was like energetic healing. I'm not good at describing it all. But here's the thing. Like, even a couple of years ago, I wouldn't have been into anything that felt any sort of like woo-woo or whatever. But it was a very cool experience. Like, so cool that I booked another one.
Oh, I might have to try that.
Yeah. But, and like, she kind of like gave me some advice, like areas in my life, like maybe I might be more closed, where I could be more open. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to just kind of watch what did happen, like in my business this month, in areas that she told me to be more open.
Oh.
And so I'm kind of excited to talk to her about it. I haven't yet, but I'm going to.
So I might have to try that.
Yeah. It was really interesting.
You're right. I don't like, and I only like to get a massage with another person in the room because it would be impossible otherwise.
Yeah. No, but I'm loving that I didn't think about that because I do like.
What is the worst massage you've ever had?
Oh.
Like, what happened? Like, what made it the worst? Because I know what my worst one is, and you're going to not be surprised when I tell you.
So my husband and I were in Santa Barbara on a anniversary trip, and we asked, is there a place we can get couples massages? And it was a hole-in-the-wall place, and my husband's really weird. Like, he wanted a female masseuse, so it was a female and a male.
Aren't men weird that way? Because I don't care.
I don't care. I'm just like, whatever. So I was like, I'll take the male. Just, I don't know, like, went all the way up my thigh and like all the way down on my butt. And it was just very weird. Like I just never had a massage like that. And I started getting so uncomfortable that I couldn't enjoy it. And like,
and your husband,
my husband is literally right next to me. And then I kind of heard him like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, is he experiencing what I'm experiencing? And we both like got dressed and we didn't really say anything. And we were walking, you know, to eat lunch. And finally, he just looks at me and he's like, was that the weirdest massage you've ever had? And I was like, yes, yes, it was. And I was like, I heard you say, whoa. And I was wondering what was happening. He's like, all of a sudden, hands were all the way up my thighs, like in between my legs. And I was like, what just happened to us? And like the hotel we stayed at was like told us the location. Anyways, we both had the most bizarre experience and we still laugh about it today. Like sometimes someone will bring up a massage and he's like, well, don't go to this little place in Santa Barbara. I mean, or maybe go there. I don't know.
What's so funny is I imagined that it was some sort of experience like that that made it your worst massage. The worst massage I ever had was somebody wouldn't stop talking to me.
Okay, yeah.
That to me was like, okay, this is not enjoyable. I want to pretend you're not in the room. Like you are just hands in this room.
I had to tell someone at one point, like, this is kind of like my relaxing moment. I said, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just not in the mood to talk.
Okay, so my mom is an interesting person who I adore. Mom, if you're listening. But she's pretty good about setting boundaries sometimes. I'm going to say she doesn't always set the best boundaries, but sometimes she does. So when she gets her hair done, my mom is a nurse and she works midnights. And so she gets her hair done after she gets home from work. So she's worked a 12-hour shift. She's tired. She needs to go home and go to bed. She will tell the hairdresser, I just got off work. I don't really want to talk. I might fall asleep, just so you know, ahead of time. Like she'll say that to the hairdresser. And I've never been there when she said that. She just tells me that's what she says. And I'm like, ooh, I need to do that. Like when I go in to get a massage, like, I don't want to talk.
Because you feel uncomfortable. You're like, I don't want to be seen as like being rude. But
right.
But for me, again, that is my time to relax.
Right.
I don't want to tell you where my kids go to school or how old they are or whatever.
Mine was like, why are you moving to Idaho? Because it was right before we moved to Idaho. I was like, I don't know. I just wasn't.
And when you feel in that relaxed state, I don't want to be talking. I want to relax and just be with my thoughts.
Yep. Totally understand that. So, yes.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me then because you like these independent relaxation experiences.
I may have had somebody have their hands all the way up my thighs. That was not the disqualifier. It was the talking.
Too funny.
For self-care, we were talking about this beforehand and we were talking about like, what's our tip going to be for self-care? And my self-care tip is a good one. I think this is like one of the parenting tips I give, if somebody were to ask, I don't give this unsolicited. Usually I'll say I'm going to give you something unsolicited. My tip is that my kids need to see an example of, because I have all boys, I assume they're going to get married someday, and I want their spouses to be able to care for themselves. Yes. I do feel like we're coming away from generations of women specifically who have been expected to not care for themselves, to care for everyone around them. And I don't want my sons to be husbands that think that their spouse should not be able to care for themselves in any way.
For me, having daughters, I want them to see it is okay to spend money on yourself. Mm-hmm. It is okay to spend time on yourself, I guess would be the way to say that, because there have been times where they both are so chatty and I've had a long day, or I've had a day where I've just been around people nonstop, and I will tell them, hey, I'm going to take 10 minutes. I just need to like use the restroom, like go in my room, change my clothes. I will come back out. You can tell me everything you want about my day. And at first I felt really bad one time saying like, I just need 10 minutes. But then I'm thinking it's actually okay. Mm-hmm. It is okay for them to see, hey, mom needs a break. Like we're going to give her that. And it's not like, don't talk to me. It's just, I need 10 minutes.
Yeah. And that, I think that's super important for our kids to realize that we are independent people and each of us has our own needs and other people's needs don't always come first because most situations are not life and death.
My brother, he used to do this thing where the minute my mom walked in the door from work, what's for dinner?
Oh my gosh.
And she finally said one time, and it stands out to me. She said, you don't need to ask what is for dinner. You have never not been fed. You have never not been given dinner. do not ask the question. Let me get in the door. I make dinner every night. You know it'll be there for you. Stop asking.
This is so interesting. I've commented on posts of this, and I've posted stuff like this. This is our question for Instagram today. It is not about your self-care. What is the question you hate the most that your kids ask? Because mine is, what's for dinner? I hate that question more than anything, because not all my dinners have names. I don't want to describe all the ingredients to you. And sometimes as I start dinner, I have no idea. I'm just throwing it all together. So when you say what's for dinner, you're asking me for a result I don't know yet.
There you go.
What was your tip?
I'm just the same. I just don't think it's a bad thing for your kids to see you take a moment for yourself, day for yourself, take a trip for yourself.
Do you know my kids, and when you were talking about your brother, they're not allowed to come meet me in the garage because I would pull in the garage. And they would immediately run out the door. I'm like, okay, guys, let me get out of the car. I promise I'm not staying in here all night. I'm going to get out. I'm coming in the house.
Yeah,
so I hated that. So, no, I want to know for sure, what is the question that your kids ask you and it just grates on you?
Share with us on Instagram. Can't wait to hear.
Thank you for joining us. We will be releasing a new episode every Wednesday, and we would love for you to join us next week.
Follow us on Instagram @JenandJuliePod.